Forget the pressure to overhaul your life. The new year doesn't need a new you. It needs you. Grow Therapy helps you make meaningful change at your pace and on your time. Grow connects you with thousands of independent, licensed therapists across the U.S., offering both virtual and in-person sessions, nights and weekends. There are no subscriptions, no long-term commitments. You just pay per session. Grow accepts over 100 insurance plans, including Medicaid in some states. Sessions average about $21 with insurance, and some pay as little as $0, depending on their plan. Visit growtherapy.com/try now today to get started. That's growtherapy.com/try now. Availability and coverage vary by state and insurance plan.
Let's go on an adventure, bop, bop, a shoo, bop, 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 yeah. Let's go on it together. I did it, did, do, 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 do. Let's go on an adventure, bop, bop, shoo, bop.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts, where we search out the best musicians all over New England, bring them in-house. And have them perform music while also diving in deep into their story. And I am joined here, not by my usual co-host, but a equally special guest co-host, Jason Cook. How are you, brother? Thanks for coming back.
Chris, thank you so much for having me. And thank you, Nikki, as well, for allowing me to step into this this opportunity again. Yeah. It's always a happy day when I get to be in the Musical Chairs of Massachusetts studios.
Oh, well, we appreciate you coming in and doing this. I'm telling you, it was such a fun interview. Just for a little bit of, look behind the curtain. We record our interviews first, and then we do these little nice, intro segments. And let me tell you, the audience is in for a good episode. Wouldn't you agree?
I couldn't agree more. And it's not even just what they're going to get to enjoy in this segment with this phenomenal guest that you have here today.
Yeah.
We've now been in the studio for almost 6 hours.
I know.
And there's the hour or so that they're going to get to enjoy. Yeah. But what they need to understand is this has been an afternoon of just great conversation, lots of laughs.
Yes.
So I hope that energy is felt and enjoyed by everybody, because I know I'm walking out of here feeling like I'm walking on clouds. It was a great afternoon.
Oh, yeah, I couldn't agree more. Like my jaw was hurting from all the laughter. But what an incredible young gentleman this guy is. Like, he has such an awesome story, and we could have created a whole second podcast, having a room full of men. We had some terrific conversations, and I'm like, oh, we can do a men's health podcast here. But again, it just goes to show the dynamic of this young gentleman, and his talents and everything he's doing, and the fact that he's sharing it with all of us through his music.
Absolutely. And, I had said it half jokingly when we started getting ready to film the session. But, for the sake of everyone to know, you've been a fan of his for a long time. You've known him. I was able to see him perform a couple of times, and I have his EP.
Yeah.
The information with which you'll be sharing. And had really, really appreciated a lot of the very smart choices he made lyrically and song structure-wise. And romanticizing a little bit, I use the adage of, they say don't meet your heroes, right?
Yeah.
This was a distinct and a unique pleasure to take somebody who I only knew at an arm's length level as somebody who appreciated his music,
yeah,
and genuinely enjoy every minute we got to spend with them. So
yeah, me too.
It was really a great time.
Yeah, I couldn't. You said it perfectly. Like, that was, yeah, absolutely. I that's the experience too with this show that I'm like terribly honored to experience, and I know Nikki is also feels the same way. But the fact that our musical guests that come in here, they come in as musicians, as strangers, but then they leave as friends. Like, it's such a magical space, and so in this short period of time, which really it doesn't always feel short, but it is as short, but we leave as friends, and then these friendships with these our musical guests last for lifetime. So I'm just really grateful for that that part of the opportunity, and I feel that this guest is no different than that. So but thank you, Jay, for coming down and doing this.
Anytime, I will answer the call, shine up the J signal in the sky or whatever, and I'll come running every time.
Oh, well, we appreciate it, brother. So, guys, you are in for a treat. Like I said, what a terrific guest today. What a terrific musician, terrific person. And we are excited to debut. I think we're excited to debut his first time on a podcast. And then he even gave us a special gift towards the end. Huh?
That's right. A sneak peek at something that he's working on. So that's always really special.
Yeah. And if you're going to want to stick around and watch the whole thing to hear it all. So, guys, you're in for a treat. You know, this is something that I usually hand off to Nikki. So it's going to be kind of a weird segment. But Chris, why don't you let the audience know who our next guest is? Today, we're sitting down with Jordan Gladu, a rising voice in the music scene whose sound lives somewhere between pop, hooks, indie edge, and rock grit. Jordan is a singer-songwriter who doesn't just write songs, he writes stories, weaving heartfelt lyrics with melodies that stay stuck in your head long after the music stops. What makes him stand out is ability to balance raw emotion with energy and authenticity. His performances are dynamic and unpolished at the best way. The kind that pull you in because you can feel that means every word he sings. While he's not yet a household name, Jordan has been building a dedicated following who connect deeply with his work. And it's not hard to see why. His tracks capture both the catchy spirit of mainstream pop and the sincerity of indie storytelling, creating music that feels both familiar and fresh. Welcome to the studio, Jordan.
Thank you so much for having me. Don't edit that out.
No.
I want that to stay in. That was hilarious. You can't plan that.
We are keeping that.
You are keeping that. Oh, my goodness. Thank you for the beautiful introduction followed by nobody caring.
You're going to work crickets into your live stage.
Oh, like, my God.
You just start playing out.
And you've just drawn out my whole personality in one entire, like...
It's called journalism.
This is raw and honest for sure. We're about I can feel that now.
We're going to have a good time right now.
And this time you gave me a good heads up as to what to expect.
Yeah.
So thank you so much.
You're welcome. It's not like we've done this before.
Can't say it in Spanish. Go.
no hablas español. So guys, thank you. I'm going to go ahead and throw it over to our guest host for today, which you've already seen once before, or actually, and he's been a part of an episode, a prior episode. Here is the great Jason Cook.
Wow, that's... Woo. Can I get some crickets?
Yeah. Oh, you know the right button.
I know it now.
Love that. Love that.
Oh, they're still going. Hold on.
I stomped on it.
Jordan, for anyone that, like, you know, hasn't had a chance to see you play out yet or doesn't know you on a personal level, maybe give a little background as to, you know, how long you've been playing and kind of what forms that's taken so far for you.
You know, Jordan Gladu, that's who I am. Front man of a cover band in Western Massachusetts. Been that way since 2017 is when I started that project. I've been playing guitar, singing everything since I was 15. you know, going in and out, doing open mics, you know, trying to get myself out there. I wasn't really brought up in a musical family, so it was a little tough to get out of that. You know, my family was mainly sports and other things. So, but I from the moment I picked up a guitar and I, you know, saw other people, I was always, you know, enamored by it. I, you know, decided one day I'm going to start playing guitar. Then I wanted someone to sing. I could never really find someone to, you know, come out and sing. So I started taking vocal lessons. And then, you know, a couple years down the road, doing open mics. And then as of recently, about a year, what are we at now? About a year and 9 months ago, I put the bottle down for good. And I decided to pursue music as more of a career-based thing than just, you know, a hobby that I did at the bar for pizza and beer. So
nice.
That's a little bit of this, and that's where the EP kind of started to form all of that together.
Which is a fantastic EP, and Chris, I don't know if you can put up a screenshot of it and links in post.
But, oh yeah,
I have it. I love it. I've had it for a while.
Yeah,
that
meant a lot when you said, when I came in and you're like, no, I have it on my phone. I was like,
yeah,
blown away.
It's great. You know, I said I came into this as a fan. And having a chance to sit with you for a while already and talk, this has been a great experience.
The off-camera comedy was definitely to die
for. Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget. Those will live in my memory banks. That's a core memory right there, guaranteed.
Yeah, I mean, your songs are fantastic. I'm kind of a lyrics-focused person. So for anyone who didn't already catch the live teaser that we did prior to this segment, you saying what you've done.
Correct.
Right. So I want to ask you just a little question because you shared an insight that tied into something that you just said about that song, which is you had made a decision at some point rather recently to live a sober lifestyle.
Yep.
And that's really tied into your musical motivations, your songwriting,
absolutely,
and everything else. You had shared that that song has a connection to that journey.
It's the story. It's the vague story of the journey. So I didn't get in. I got into some specifics, but I kind of tried to keep it accessible to everybody so that maybe in a way everyone could kind of have their, what have you done? You know, we've all woken up and we've all been like, what did I do yesterday? You know, I can't believe I did that, you know?
Which is really fascinating to me. And I'm so happy that you phrased it that way. Because when I first heard you, let me correct that. When I first had a chance to listen to the EP, because I'd heard you live, but when live, you don't often like digest the lyrics, right?
I'm with you. Yep.
And when I had a chance to kind of live with them, one of the things that you really excel at is your verses are often very personal and very anecdotal.
Yep.
They're very specific in some cases. Mm-hmm. And then your choruses and your hooks are very, you know, universal.
Yeah.
And the fact that you wrote, you know, that song is a great example of something that was written about something very specific to you, but to somebody who doesn't know that journey, the lyric, when you step into an empty room and no one's there to look at you, I hope you don't forget what you've done, is powerful.
It's, yeah.
And then the last time around, you change it to when I'm not there looking at you.
That's very cool that you picked up on that.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
It's done by design. I mean, I'm sure you can put the pieces together as to why.
Yeah.
You know, we all suffer with all different kind of mental games, we'll say, so to say. And that was one of the ones. And it was kind of getting to that point where it was like, hey, you might not even be there, you know, in that room. And I tried to tie it together in a way that shared where I was without making it like so personal to just me, in the hopes that everyone could hear it and relate and say, like, you know, kind of like a been there, done that situation.
Yeah. And to an outsider, it could even be heard as a post relationship song.
Correct.
You know what I mean? Yep. So there's a universality to your lyrics.
Yep.
That hooked me instantly.
Yeah.
So as I said, I'm a fan. And I'm loving this insight into your stuff.
I have to say, I'm super touched. You almost brought a tear to my eye that you listened to it so intensely that you had structural comments instead of just, hey, bro, I listened to that. It was real good. It was like, no, you heard it for what I'm trying to say. And this is my first time in my life ever experiencing this kind of a thing. So that's absolutely touching to me because, yeah, that's kind of everything you said is literally with, and I don't, you know, we don't know each other on like a interpersonal level. Like, you know, my friends that I grew up with, they understood some of the things, but you understood it as an outsider, just hearing a song being like, I can relate to that. This is what I heard from you. And that's absolutely touching to me. That's amazing. But, and that is why I wanted to put them on an EP, because I do agree. I'm the same as you. When I go out to hear other musicians play original music, it's very difficult for me in a live setting to fully digest. So I love when people have stuff on Spotify so I can go home and listen to them in a practical application where it's like, okay, now I'm ready. Like, I don't have people screaming. I don't have, you know, waitresses walking around. Like, all my focus is on just your music. And so that's amazing that you even took the time to do that as well.
Very much my pleasure.
Yeah. Jordan, so
Christopher Guerrero. I was like, we got to cut that. We can make it. We got to have a little bit of laughter in between.
Yeah.
I love the intention, you know?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, I too am just a huge fan of your journey. You know, I know, you have had, you know, quite a experience, with, you know, let's call them demons or, you know, struggles, you know, and in you have really just gone in, you know, in the other direction, in a good, such a good way. And you've incorporated deeply your music as part of that journey. And like we were talking about, just the fact that your lyrics are so, you know, expressive of that journey. Has seemed like a really inspirational story for so many others. Did you realize, or did you notice a change in your music from one part of the journey to where you are right now?
So when I was doing during the recording of the EP was my first, the recording slash writing was the first year I was sober. So they call that's like your survivor year. So it was really hard for me to have like a direct answer to that question, because I was kind of not really sure. Like, if you took someone that never played a game of baseball and put them in the game, and then you said like, hey, do you feel like you got better after a couple hours? And you're like, I don't even really know where third base is, right? You know, I just know to run around the diamond. So, you know, that's me. I'm just, you know, kind of running around trying to figure everything out. I will say the songs that I've written after that EP, now I can tell the difference. Like, the ones I'm working on for my next upcoming release, those are going to, there's more vulnerability. There's a lot more emotion. There's more, you know, sense of freedom.
And has that process been therapeutic for you? Has it?
Oh, it's, yeah. Like, yeah. Oh my God. It is sitting in a room, in a room kind of like this one, absolutely quiet, just with the guitar, just trying to put all of those emotions into words, and then put those emotional words into things that I'm hoping other people can access.
Right.
That is its own challenge. And within that challenge is the therapeutic aspect of the release, you know?
Right. Well, like I said, I am just absolutely, you know, so happy that you are sharing this, you know, with us, your music and your story. I feel like there's a lot of people out there that are going through similar things, looking for ways to,
especially men.
Yes.
Men specifically. We talk about that.
Thank you for saying
that. All the time. Yes. I can't count on every one of my appendages how many men I meet that feel like they have to suffer in silence. And so my hope through this entire thing that I've said is that I can show people that you can be vulnerable, you can be emotional, you got to control it, but you can be those things and the sky's not falling.
That's
you know,
right.
No one, and the people that do, the people that put you down or that make, you know, they're on their own journey and you just got to let them figure it out for themselves. But, and meeting you guys has been a breath of fresh air because, I mean, we've had nothing but amazing laughs and heartfelt conversations that, you know, I'm enamored to be here.
Oh, well, we feel the same, don't we, Jay?
Man.
Where's the cricket?
There we go.
There it is.
No, the emotional intelligence that resonates through everything that you're doing, hear you vocalize it in a non-lyrical way, just conversationally, it just goes to show you how honest and truthful your stuff is. And again, I'm going to keep on plugging. Get the AP.
Yeah.
No, I really appreciate that. I know we touched base on that earlier of today of how, you know, generations, times are changing. People are getting more. And my only hope for what I'm doing is that I can, you know, like I said, not to beat a dead horse, but to show people, hey, you can do it too. You just have to, you know, put your one foot forward. And it's not easy, but it's very, very rewarding when you get to certain spots throughout.
Right. Well, so let's go ahead and get into the nitty-gritty with the music here. Do you have a song ready for us?
I do. I can play an emotional one since I got other ones, but we can do it since we're on that kind of and we can change it up and we'll get a little goofy and we'll have a good time.
Love that.
And then
we'll
get to, absolutely. We'll get to the fun stuff. The fun laughter.
Oh, no, I'm going to plug my headset. No. So this is a song called Inside My Head that I wrote about my friend Queen Fernando. Queen and I were really close. He used to come out to every gig I played. He was an amazing supporter from the first day I met him. And Queen lost his life back in May. And so through, you know, grieving that, the same class, the thing that I said, they said, hey, write a song. And I will say, now that we're in the deeper part of all of this, and I'll touch base more on it at the end, but I do believe, and I never did before, but I do now, believe that I didn't write this song by myself. So without further ado, this is Inside My Head.
Mold and mildew take up the space where your feet used to lay. Fresh decay. breathtaking, my memory. Shine to show me the way. I'm lost and I'm afraid. I know the strength I need to find is locked away. When will we meet again? I'm trembling from the voice I hear inside my.
Nothing hits that emotion like that E minor.
Yes, yeah. Well, but what a beautiful tribute song for your friend, to the lyric.
And thank you for sharing the context with us as well.
And that's of all of the songs I have, that is my favorite one to tell because it starts off kind of funny and goofy, and it ends, you know, very spiritual. And it started off with long story short, I bought my family home, and my dad never throws anything away. So I go to use the first floor restroom when I'm going to sit down and write a song, and I look up, and there is a bottle of mold and mildew remover from, like, 1984.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, that's a great start to a song. So that's kind of the, like, how the song started, mold and mildew. And so I sat down at my piano, and I wrote the rest of that song in maybe an hour. And that is why none of those other songs have that. I've heard of other artists say, like, oh, I wrote this song. And I'm like, could you do that? And that was my first real life experience of ever being like, I don't feel like I wrote that song by myself because of how it came out.
Oh, yeah. We've had, quite a few different other stories as well, when musicians are writing up the lyrics, and sometimes it's from a personal place in their life, and other times it's like the words are given to them, and then sometimes it's both.
And that was some of those were words given to me, and it was I should write a song about how I can't talk about how it happened, because it was a totally in the moment thing. And it was actually because I had another song that I wanted to put on the EP, but I wasn't crazy about it. And the producer that I was working with was like, well, just write another song. And I was like, okay. And was the text conversation. And then I went to go use the restroom, and that's how all of that came together.
Wow.
And for me, I never had like an interesting, and to me, that was like one of those moments where I'm like, that's a really cool thing that just happened. Like, and in the moment, I didn't even think of it that way. I was just kind of doing just being the vehicle for whatever it was going to be, and just trying to, get out of my own head and just allow what's going to happen. And it sends chills down my spine every time I look back on the memory of doing it.
That's so cool.
I think it's also really, you know, an interesting, we talked a little bit both, you know, off the air and during this segment about kind of the duality of what you do.
Yeah.
And you there's a certain pattern that I picked up and things that I've listened to of yours. And with this one, you know, you talk about you didn't write it alone.
Right.
Right. But at the same time, your songwriting has reached a level of maturity that you sat down, inspired, and wrote it in one pass.
Yeah.
So to Chris's point of it can being two things simultaneously.
Right. It's like multiple truths.
Yeah.
But the fact that the output in this instance was a song that was a tribute to friendship, written from your point of view, but also as kind of an outsider to this unique human experience,
right,
is really a beautiful thing. So the fact that you're able to tap into all those things and this is the output of it is really special.
Yeah, that's actually very well put. And that's where you had said something just a moment ago that was very interesting that I wanted to touch on. Now it's lost me, but it was something I wanted to add to because I really... Well, we'll have to let that thought go for now. Yeah. I'm sure it'll come up when I'm in the middle of something else.
Hey, it happens to me all the time. All the time.
But that was everything you're saying, interestingly enough, is my goal. And that's why it's kind of crazy to hear it from somebody else. And that'll probably be one of the main themes of today because it's my first time, you know, ever experiencing that. And it sounds like, at least in your case, like it hit the nail on the head with what I was aiming for. So that makes me very happy.
Well, it's deserved. It comes across as honest, vulnerable, and genuinely heartfelt, especially, as I said, knowing the context.
Yeah.
But I don't think that the context is required to enjoy the song.
And that's great. And now, would knowing the context, would you have guessed that? I guess it's a hard question to ask after the fact, but...
Well, the question would be, when can I get that on an EP to listen to in my car so I can look at the lyrics a little bit?
And that's what's the great thing about having the recorded music is that people are able to go in and listen at any time, you know, and it's completely free. Even if you don't have a Spotify or Amazon subscription, you can still go in and listen. You just can't listen to them in chronological order. It'll just spit out whatever it wants you to listen to.
And so, you know, you bring up a good point. We live in an age now that we just have this unrated access to music from everyone, you know, and it can sometimes be difficult to stand out. What have you done to make sure that your music or what have you felt like you've done to make your music stand out from all the others?
That's hard to speak on because it's a little subjective depending on, you know, the other people that I'm, but in my mind, like when I'm, what was my game changer was I stopped trying to write a hit song.
Yeah.
So I'm done trying to be, and it's my own life. It's my own demons. It's my own. I'm done trying to be the thing and I'm just going to do what I want to do. If that makes any sense. So and I know that's very vague. I know that's not very in depth and, you know, super singer songwriter of me to say, but it's very, it's just like every time I say, it's like the truth for like, to me, like I can feel it where I'm just like, whatever I thought I knew, I don't know. And now I'm just going to do. And like that song, like I said, was the perfect of just like letting go.
Yeah.
And I have other songs that kind of touch on that same topic, you know.
You certainly do have motifs that appear in a recurring fashion.
Yeah.
But not in a way that's repetitive, in a way that says, oh, this is who this person is.
Yeah.
And, you know, as much as one can glean through somebody's art who the person is, you do a nice job of conveying that through your lyrics.
And that's great. That's awesome. That's like that's so refreshing to hear from you know, my normal day to day. So I absolutely, I love that. But, I'm the time that we're in now for music and everything, art, you have access to everything on this little cube, you know, that you can, everyone can be their own promoter. Everyone can be there. Everyone's got kind of a shot, you know? And that's just, I figured that where I'm at, I might as well try to do mine.
I love your perspective on it too. Cause like, you're right. Right. You know, everybody's just so focused on, you know, creating that next hit, and they're not really invested into the emotion side of it and the artistry side of creating the lyrics. And then, you know, you have these artists that nobody, you know, they're not on anybody's radar, and then they'll create a song with lyrics that really impact the state of the environment at the time. And like look at that Oliver Anthony. Yeah. You know, when he came out with that song that was recorded on an iPhone out in his land there, and you know, 52 million listeners within the first couple days. Like, so, you know, I think it's really, you know, you're onto something.
And think about what you had to do, I don't know, 20 years ago to get into the collective consciousness. Like, you had to put up a YouTube video and, like, hope. We talked about this just before Nikki left. You know, we had to put something up on the internet and hope people saw it. You know, we were talking about Charlie the Unicorn, you know. Like, that was the funny thing when I was in high school. Right. And it's like, but how would you have found that? Nowadays, now you have TikTok, you have all, you know, 30-second clips of, ooh, that's hilarious, let me go try to find more. So that's, yeah, you're right. It is it's a new, interesting way of doing things.
Yeah, if you're, you know, the algorithmic element to it is really kind of fascinating, right? Because I make conscious decisions of what to consume and what not to consume, right, purely based on, I don't want to tell an algorithm that that's what I want to see. Even whether it's something I agree with, disagree with, like, don't like, you linger for too long, you're sending a signal.
It is.
And I love leaning into the algorithmic exploration of music. That's the one area where I'll lean hard. And yep. I try to dedicate at least 2 hours, you know, every month to sit down and lean into an algorithm and just see who I can explore based on what I've been listening a lot to.
Yeah.
And it does half of the work for us.
Right. Yeah. And Spotify's got that great section where it has the new artists. Yeah. It has, you know, they put that out on there. I think, I don't know if Apple does that too. I'm a Spotify guy. It's been that way forever. So, you know, no dissing on Apple or Amazon or any of those, but I can only really speak for the Spotify section of things.
So I shouldn't delete my download on Apple Music.
No. Is it yours on Apple Music?
Yes. Oh.
No, please.
Son of a bitch. Please, like,
who does he think he is? The guy doesn't like fruits.
Where's the cornucopia, Jordan? Yes. Sorry, that's a full circle joke from prior to the
If you didn't
broadcast.
Watch the beginning, now you can go back and get some real good stuff.
Yeah. That's hilarious. So, yeah, I mean, that's right. Like, we're in an age now where we can really get hyper-focused content that's within our emotional state in the moment. And so, you know, for you, I think that's great because, you know, you are exposing so much of yourself and your journey and your story, and it really will resonate for others that are going through similar journeys, especially like you said, especially for men. Like a lot of us guys keep it to ourselves. You know, we're told, hey, bottle up, you know, man up. So the fact that you're out there expressing those emotions, those feelings, and that journey through your lyrics and through your music is inspirational.
And the hack of that, like, it's like nobody really cares. At the end of the day, like, nobody really cares, you know? Like, it's like the weird back and forth of, you know, like, if you're, like, no matter what you do, you're always going to be the fool to somebody. Like, someone's always going to look at you as, like, so if you cry, someone's going to say you're weak.
Right.
If you cry, someone's going to say, wow, that's so admirable, you can cry on camera, you know? So it's like, no matter what you do, there's always, you're always between a rock and a hard place. So you might as well settle on the one that makes you feel the best when you're walking around.
And whatever's the truth for you, you know? Because then
you don't need to defend to anybody, regardless of what side.
I can do an open mic. I can do a podcast without any papers in front of me, and I can talk freely and answer out, you know, all your questions. I had a couple of friends like, "Well, what if they throw you a curveball?" I'm like, "They really can't, because I'm an open book." You know?
Yeah. Well, I just loving the music, the lyrics, everything you're doing. It's really incredible. How about we get into another song?
That's perfect. What are the explicit?
Hey,
are you allowed to cuss?
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like the song that I wrote called Home would kind of be exactly. We're kind of. It's very interesting how the conversation is flowing right into. Yeah. I'm like, I got a perfect song for that.
So, I'm very excited for this. This song I refer to a coworker as the best 2 minutes of my commute in this morning.
Awesome.
When I arrived into work one day, I was listening to the album on the way in, and I had specifically called out this song.
Yeah.
This song is so clever in my mind, and as soon as you asked the question, I knew you were referring to.
Yeah.
Which I was going to bring up earlier when you were talking about, I'm just messing around trying to find myself.
Exactly how this came to.
Yep. And I love this song. I love what you did with it. It is one of those songs that gets to the end 2 minutes and I'm like, why wasn't that song longer? And then I go back and listen to it and I say, it didn't need to be. Well done.
Thank you. Could you slide me that piece of paper?
Which one?
That one right there.
Please.
Because this is my perfect time to plug this event that I'm doing for Kinsley Alamed, that she is 6 years old and going through leukemia treatments right now. She has been a huge fan. We've gotten really close. She came out to see me play all the time with her family, and this is actually her favorite song. And I have a great video to show you guys after, because it will take up too much time on this, but I have a good heartwarming video for you guys.
Good?
Yeah. All right, so this song is called Home, and it was written when I was at a time and a place where I felt very boxed in. And I was always given, you know, you got to be this way, you got to do this, you got to do that. And I've been fortunate where I have my own way of things, and I've always wanted to do them my own. And now I'm finally at the age where I can fuck around and find out. I'm always told what to think. I'm always told how to feel. I'm always told where to go with the flow. Shut your mouth and learn to deal. I'm growing tired of this place. Shards of glass crack the steel. My memory's fading in line with the time, trying to recall when life felt real. But I wanna fuck around and find out, wanna roll with the punch, throw my head at the wall. Say philosophical things that you'll all wanna sing till we blow this roof off. But it's whatever, you know, I just don't wanna go home. I've always been more comfortable on the stage than I have been at home on my couch. Take a pull, let it roll right out the window. Take the pain from my lungs on the way out. You know that I got me. You know you can't stop me. I'm a time bomb ticking in the woods, even though no one is around to hear it. Will it scream out? Will it be loud? Will it ring out to any of those not near it? Ooh, I come quick, don't I like that? I spit faster than your girl, who won't do with that? I've been going along just to get along, but now I think I gotta do things my way. If you got 2 feet and a heartbeat, Lord knows that you feel the same. I know you can hear me. I sing along if you feel me. I wanna fuck around and find out. Wanna roll with the punch. Throw my head at the wall. Say philosophical things that you'll all wanna sing till we blow this roof off. But it's whatever, you know, I just don't wanna go. But it's whatever, you know, I really wanna go. But it's whatever, you know, I just don't wanna go home.
Oh, oh, oh.
Thank you.
I too don't wanna go home now.
Easily my favorite song on the EP. It's all great, but there was something about that song. We had a conversation earlier about the kind of relationship between being on stage, you know,
yeah.
going out yep. into crowds.
I remember that. Yep.
And then also the divide between your performance life and your personal life. And when you're at different points in your life, all you really want to do is be up there. And
right.
that's where you feel comfortable. It's where you feel like you're yourself and you can be yourself.
That's where my, yeah, where our home is. Yeah, yeah
absolutely. So,
and I know you being the lead singer of the
Fuck Offs.
I know you, yeah, us talking about how, you know, when you are off stage, right, there's the boundaries of all of them, but there's something about being up in front of people that it's like a kind of a paradox where you actually calm down because, and I can't, again, another great songwriting idea, you know, of to describe how your mind changes from, you know, just being Jordan at home to Jordan at work to Jordan on stage or Jay at work, home, stage or Jay in the bathroom.
Yeah, right.
Or Jay at the grocery store.
Or Jordan in the bathroom looking up at mold removal yep. chemicals.
Or Jordan at home watching his camera of Jay in the bathroom at home.
Or Chris watching Jay at home watching Jordan at home because we all just...
Let's just keep doing this. Let's right. just keep this going.
This is the best TikTok ever.
By the way, Jay... by the way, Chris, how's your jaw feeling?
Well, you know, it's fine. Everything's good.
There's a lyric in that one that I just... love and I have it jotted down here and I hope I'm not paraphrasing anything correctly, but in your chorus, the line say philosophical things that you'll want to sing till we blow this roof off, but it's whatever, you know, I just don't want to go home.
Mm-hmm.
That is something that taps so much into the psyche of songwriters, right? Because there's always that pressure. Am I writing a good hook? Is yeah. this deep? Is it relatable? Mm-hmm. Is it whatever? Are people going to want to sing along with this?
Right.
And that I want to say philosophical things that you'll all want to sing.
And what a word, huh? Like, when that came out of my mouth, I was like, interesting.
Yes.
And the more beauty of that is the larger picture. So to take from what you said to bringing it to me, when I brought it to my producer, you know, and he's phenomenal. His name's Nicholas Zalowski out of Fermata Face Studios. And he, nice. Great Good guy. Yeah. So I say nothing of this in any, I value his opinion to the end of time as I do anyone who tells you the honest truth. And I says to him like, oh, you know, I don't know about this because it's, you know, and he says, well, I'll be honest with you. It's not my favorite song, but it's not really up to me. And he's like, it's up to me to produce a good song for you and to bring it out into the world and to see how people react to it. And you and Kinsley love it. So, I mean, that's yeah. to me it's just so, it's such a unique experience to be so unsure of yourself on a daily basis. And then to come in and have people be like, I absolutely love that you did this thing is incredible.
That's just the truth of art, right?
100%.
Yeah.
Now, I have to ask, refer to it as spoken word, refer to it as rap, whatever, that segment in that song, how did you get there? Because that's not like a natural step that somebody would think. In place of a second verse that follows the same structure as the first, you go on this divergent tear. And it really accentuates one of the things that I love the most about your cadence and your lyrical style is you don't fall into standard rhyme schemes. You carry syllables and words over so that right. the listener has to follow along with you. And that section is really well done. How did you get there?
So I am, you know, I do the cover band thing. And in the cover band, Just Go With It band, I do rap songs okay. and I sing. I've always done cover. The Just Go With It thing was always I'll do pretty much anything, you know, just go with it, like a walk-in jukebox. And rap is in there. My drummer of that band had said to me in confidence one day, I really love when you rap. I think it's really cool. Like, it's a thing. Another one of my friends, her name was Lynn, she always said, like, I envy that, or, you know, I'm jealous that you can do that. I aspire to learn how to do that. And so when I was writing, I was like, well, I have to put that in an original song. I just don't know which one. And then that just happened to be like, I'm going to try it on this song, you know, and in my next album, I have the same things. Right. So, yeah.
Even the rhythmic breaths.
Yeah.
It's such a smart use of time.
Yeah.
So well done.
Well, that was actually probably more my producer's side, because I brought him a raw vocal and he was like, well, we need to get this in time. So and let me tell you, man, recording in a studio, that humbled me real quick.
And it should.
Even being here with these on me, like, I'm a live performer, true and true, and taking that step into the studio. I put myself in check real quick.
But it's great that you know that you have that producer. You know, it's always great to have that expert alongside with you that can, you know, make all the adjustments that you need, but also guide you. And kind of teach you to develop even better in studio recordings. So, you know, I feel like, you know, 75% of a good album starts with the musician, but that you know,
absolutely.
The rest of it to the finish line, it comes from a producer.
He took my songs of what were just couch acoustic songs that you see some guy playing, you know, like, what's that movie when he's like, oh, I hate going to campfires because there's always that one guy that doesn't quite know how to play the acoustic guitar. And he's like, Lord, take me down to the streets. But there's like, that was, you know, kind of growing up, that was kind of me, but I was just always drunk. But I, you know, that was all. So taking that and saying, oh no, these can absolutely be full produced songs.
Yeah.
And I was taken aback and I was like, interesting. Especially because without touching, although I guess I did say I'm an open book, but without touching too much on it, like the way I grew up, it was not like when I was young, it wasn't like, hey, these are really good, you should go and do this. It was like, get a job and don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, and I'm anyone who's watching this, that's a musician, I'm guaranteed they're going to hear me say that and be like, I totally know what you mean. You know, like you're brought up that music is just this thing that you happen to get to if you got the time for it, and it's actually one of the most crucial components to the human experience is art, music, any of those absolutely. Things.
Yeah, I know. We hear so many stories now of schools out there dropping the music programs.
So sad,
isn't it?
And I tell you, I dated a music teacher, and they are treated like absolute garbage, and I get shaky thinking like the way they get their funding cut. There's so much going on a daily basis everywhere you look where people are getting screwed, but they're taking it out of their time, money, effort, and love and passion for the game. Like you in this studio here and you in front of your fuck offs band. I got to throw a little laughing in there.
I keep on getting the plugs out. This is your show, buddy.
I know. I just, you know, I'm here for all of us, you know, but to that it would really make you think twice about leaving the house and, you know, being mean to the guy next to you, cut you off because they're just, or lady in this instance, because they're underfunded and nobody cares, right?
Yeah.
Nobody cares until now all of a sudden what we're talking about mental health as a country. Oh, it's this big thing. It's like, well, it's about to cost the country hundreds of thousands of billions of dollars when you could have started taking care of the problem at the beginning, but nobody's proactive. They're all retroactive. And it's like, unfortunately, here we are.
Yeah,
like, well said.
Like, what kind of dystopian world are we creating here where, you know, we're relying more and more on AI and now you have, like, AI creating music and it's like part of music is a human experience.
It is. And we're having AI make art and lyrics when it should be like, you know, delivering the mail or delivering milk or getting your groceries for you so that you can stay home and make your art. Like, what are we doing that we don't see? And everyone sees it and no one does anything about it. And it blows my mind every day. Like, how in the world are we just sitting back and we're just like, yeah.
Yeah. I love that. I love the concept of that. Like, hey, AI, you do the things, the mundane things that we don't like to do that frees up our time to do
vacuum
more creative.
My floor.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You know, I have a dog and I have a
Roomba.
Thank you. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jay.
Is the dog's name Roomba?
Wow. No, my dog's name is Get Out of Here, I'm writing. No, but like I have a robot for that. We have a robot that makes coffee. Robot yeah. keeps our food cold. Like, why and everyone's using it, and it's oh my God, we could dive so far deep into how much I literally refuse to use it. And people are like, we'll just I'm like, no, like the watches. Like the Apple watches.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not getting one. I don't use the watch.
Yeah.
I don't, it's already enough that there's a, yep. you have access to me here all the time.
Yeah.
And it's just so interesting to me to watch everybody paint over. And I'm not calling, like, I'm not saying this for anyone to feel any time. I understand that we all have to go to work and we all have lives that are so beyond stressful that we can't just conquer all this. But
yeah.
paint it all over with this pretty bow of just like, well, there's these little guys you can get and put them on your phone and it'll hold your phone up. And you're like, yeah, but yeah. like people are committing suicide because they can't tell their friend, their brother, the person next to them, hey, what you did the other day hurt my feelings and I don't appreciate you disrespecting me like that.
Yeah.
And to take that and make it funny and then bring it to a full circle, you know, but it's the truth. And I see it every day. I see it everywhere I go.
Yeah. I can tell you, you know, you're not missing anything out with these Apple watches. This thing.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know you had one.
No, it's okay. No, because this thing is so passive aggressive.
Is it?
It's like, I'll actually like get up and it's like, hey, fatty, you got up. And I'm like, what?
It's like Netflix. Are you still, you're still watching? Yeah. You're like, shut up, it's Netflix. Like,
and then I don't need an Apple watch to tell that to me. I'm like, let's go, fatty McButterpants. Yeah. All right, let's do this.
It's like, hey, don't forget to breathe. I'm like, I know how to human. Like, come on.
But don't breathe that hard, Chris.
Yeah, right. Yeah, breathe at like 40 BPM. That's your breath.
That's your
do
breath.
That.
Oh.
So I think we're probably at a point now where we can get another song, right?
Oh, yeah.
How about a fun one?
Let's do
it. You guys
want
to switch it up?
Yeah, let's switch it up.
I know we're bringing, like, I know the vibes are kind of like in the dunnel right now, yeah. but we can get out of that and we can, you know, stretch our feet a little bit.
Let's take that fork in the road.
All right, great. Why'd you say fork after your watch just called you a fatty?
I do not know. Oh, I like donuts.
All right, this next sandwich is called cheeseburger. All right, so this is personally one of my favorites on the EP. It's a song that I wrote when I was in a relationship, and I give this speech. I mean, you were at the Brew Barn. I may have even done it at the Brew Barn. I was dating a girl. She hated every girl. They love dating me. They want to say how much they enjoy dating musicians till you get into the world. And then it's like, yeah, it's not really all that. It's, you know, that's why there's so many songs about how hard it is to date a musician. And this is another one. Pistol whipping sellout machine, you know. Her and the devil made a man out of me. She's as sharp as glass, as cold as snow. And I can't wait till the summer just to let her go. Let's go, baby, go. Just lose control. I wanna know, baby, know how far you will go until you figure out. Alone you won't last. And the game of chance, girl, that kills to be last. Whoa, not me. Shame on me, but I'm a sucker for a juicy personality. Then your shadow's eye, you're in a kid, she cries. More and more out to be needed, you better stop and believe it. Let's go, baby, go. Just lose control, I wanna know, baby, know how far you will go, and you can figure out. Alone you won't last, and they gave a chance, girl, it kills to be last. Songs that I made. So this is the part of the song that I'm really hoping that one day people sing it with me. The lyrics are really easy. It's just run, run as fast as you can. But one day when I play this, I'm hoping to get an audience to sing it with me. Here we go. So run, run as fast as you can. You go run, run as fast as you can. I go run, run as fast as you can. You go run, run as fast as you can. I go run, 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 baby, run just as fast as you can.
So no hard feelings.
You guys didn't want to do it till the end, huh?
I just would like to give a little bit of love for the lyric. I'm a sucker for a juicy personality.
Risky business.
Is an amazing, amazing.
Risky business.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
My favorite part of when I write these songs is when I write lyrics like that and people go, and I'm like, oh, I'm keeping it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm keeping it. If it made you feel a way, even if it wasn't what I was intended, I'm keeping it, you know? So that's great. Yeah, that was one of my favorites. That was my favorite to write. That was my favorite besides the one that I wrote for Queen. This song Free is the fifth on my EP. And I wrote the hook, or well, I guess they're all, I don't know what part you would consider the hook. I consider the part where I say, oh my God, I can't even remember the part of my own song. But write the pre-chorus. I consider that part the hook, and I wrote that first. And I remember writing it, and I was just like, oh my God, I got to record that. I love it. Like, and that's the only part of these songs where I was like, I love it. You know, like most things were kind of questionable, but I wrote that part and I was like, I want to sing this. I'm looking forward to that. And I wanted to get, hopefully, which I didn't do a great job here, but I will one of these times, get everybody to sing that bridge.
I know. Jay and I were looking at each other like, do we jump in?
That's your eye contact.
He's like, does this part need a little harmonica?
Yeah.
Get it.
I have a kazoo.
That's awesome.
But I love the pace of that song.
Yeah.
And what was great too is I could still, even though I was rocking out, I could still follow the story. You know, it was just, you know, the awesome job.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. So I have a question, and you've shared four songs, if we count the live teaser that we did. And these are very, very different songs.
Right.
Okay. Different moods, different vibes, different sentiments. And if you listen to the EP from a production standpoint, there were choices made in each song, which created kind of a breadth of diversity.
Right.
Which is it's admirable in the sense that you don't feel locked in to try to do one thing and repeat it. I'm interested in hearing more about your influences.
I have lots of influences.
I mean,
as a cover band,
go hog wild.
With the original, like with the cover band, or I'm sorry, with the originals, the influences came from the cover band, which we cover a plethora of different material. So, I mean, all the way Jason Mraz, Queen. I'm a huge fan of a lot of the kind of, I'm going to say Americana, because personally for me, I don't feel like it's 100% country, but some people might consider it country, but like the kind of Americana stuff that's coming out now.
I'm a Jason Isbell, John Prine Offspring sort of fan. So the fact that you say Americana is my favorite answer you could have been given.
Yeah, so that kind of, you know, that style of everything, there is not a specific, I wrote this song because I want it to sound like this band or these people. It was kind of just like, it's people that I listen to on a regular basis that I guess maybe sculpted in that way, but to me, it was like it's trying to balance the, like, I want to know what Jordan Gladu is instead of, I mean, we talked about this earlier of how, like, it was nice that you, you know, brought your own positive feedback to my EP and not like, oh, I like this song because it sounds like this song, because that's almost, it almost robs the original song of your sincerity, where you're like trying to tell someone, oh, you look like a celebrity. And it's like, no, no, like, you know, you're a good looking person, but, you know, this guy kind of looks. So they kind of, the way that you did it was, in my opinion, my favorite, because you touched on, these are the things that I like and here's why, not here's a comparison in my mind. So while I have all of these influences, it was a difficult time to try to use them, but remove them. Does that make any sense?
It does.
Like,
it does.
To not rip them off. And it's hard as a musician to not feel like you're ripping somebody off or like you're taking something from somebody, because that's not the intended, it's not what's going on. So yeah, I mean, those are a small handful of people. I'm a big Zach Bryan fan now. Who else? Evan Honer. He's another new younger guy that's coming out now. Sam Barber. I like him too. And then 80s. I mean, that I play that song, that free, the song we just played. I play that after I play, Take On Me live, because
isn't it?
Because they go inside, they coincide so well, and like people don't even know that I ended one song and started the other. So it kind of works out, you know. They're like, oh, it's the same chord structure, you know, somewhat. I removed, you know, the ones that I, you know, didn't really fit the song, but so again, it's kind of like, you know, I took the chords that I liked from Take On Me, and I used, you know, I started the song with B minor, and I love that, like, That three chord rocker thing. I just absolutely love it. So I just, that's what I took and ran with that one.
Nice.
It's fantastic. I mean, you know, influences can shape things even subliminally. You know what I mean?
Yeah, oh, I'm sure.
I mean,
yeah.
We're all inspired by art. And that question was more, you know, just in regards to, I would thank you for naming names, because, like, I love to hear what people listen to when it's their own time.
Yeah.
You know, when they're driving in their car and they're not thinking about their own music.
It's actually interesting. I've since turned, and I'm sure Chris can relate with me on this. I've been a very big avid listener of just piano music.
Yeah.
Huge. I'm learning. I'm about 2-3 years in. I can play some pretty nice pieces, and but it's a thing that I'm, you know, trying to get in. Again, it was like get sober, find hobbies, do things. Mm-hmm. Learning the piano is always a great spending time. Going all the way to like old age, when, you know, Alzheimer's patients that can't remember their kids remember how to play complex Beethoven pieces without even knowing that they knew how to do that. There's videos of people doing the thing and then going, I didn't even know that I could do that.
Right.
So there's something to be said about using that.
It just goes to show you that strong connection that we have with music in general. Just, you know, not for me, same way. I adore playing the piano. It's like whenever I'm in a wrong headspace, you know, I'll just sit down in front of the piano. And,
yep.
Yeah, it just straightens me
you
right
out.
You
guys can watch Chris play cool songs on TikTok. No, it's awesome. Yeah. I love seeing it. Like, it's great, because I'm the same way. If I have a bad day at work, what did I used to go and do? You know, I'd go black out. And that would be like the thing, because it wasn't even intentional. It was completely like, I'm just going to go have fun. And then it didn't turn. Well, now I can sit down and I have my sheet music and I'm feeling a type of way. And it's like, yeah, but then none of that matters right now. What matters is learning this piece.
Yep.
Oh, but it's so much. It's like, okay, well, just like anything in life, let's take it down to the most smallest digestible piece. One measure.
Yeah.
You just need to do one. And my piano teacher is amazing at, helping me, you know, kind of do that. And that's the whole, like, the secret behind it. And, like, I at times have anger management issues, and I've had them in our lessons. And it's the funny story, because he's like, I'm getting mad. And he's like, you're mad? And I'm like, yeah. And he's like, well, don't be mad and just read instead. And I'm like, I want to be like, yeah, I'll pop you right in the mouth. Who do you think you are? Like, yeah. I've been to therapy, like, and it actually worked.
Ooh.
It worked. Just with the piano, not with anything else.
Oh, yeah.
It worked, and it was like, oh, just take it down to the smallest digestible piece and just do that. And so now I sit in my car and I listen to the piano pieces and I try to really like put myself in the player's shoes or, you know, in their position, like what would they be? And then the time just kind of goes by.
No, it's a great, you know, whenever I want to get something done too, I'll throw on some piano music and I'm like, it helps me focus.
It does.
You know?
I think it's like scientifically proven to help you focus.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm not a Scientologist, but, you know?
Yeah. I'm no meteor optometrist.
I'm no mathematician.
I'm no English professor-ish. I mean, like, you know, and that's the beautiful part about the music journey, you know? And you know, learning other instruments, expanding and just growing as a musician, and you know, and I think too, like, and for as specific as learning the piano, I think it also goes back to you know, reinforcing and strengthening your guitar you know, skills, and it's just a cool thing, you know. So speaking of growth, where do you see yourself going in the next 5 years?
So I love that you asked that question, because my answer is I have no clue and I'm not trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
And I know that does seem backwards, but I have spent my entire life thinking that this needs to be that and this needs to go there and these pieces need to line up into those. And all I can say is since I've dropped that frame of mind, my life, like some of the stress is gone. You know, because then it's like, you know, like I'm going to be playing tonight at the Otter River Pub. And it's like, oh, well, what does that mean? You know, what is that going to be? And it's like, I don't know. I have a show to put on tonight for 3 hours. And that's what I'm going to, you know, that's going to kind of be my focus. And kind of adopting the mentality that, you know, I'm just a student and I'm here to figure it all out. So I don't know. And I wish I could answer that, like, 5 years from now, I want to be doing this and that. And it's like, but I don't know.
But what an incredible answer, because there's so much truth in it. You know, I have direct experience with it. You know, I lived my first half of my life where I tried to really control what I was going to do and what my future was going to be. And it was so incredibly like stressful and, you know, hard. And then this second half of life, I'm like, you know what? If it, whatever happens, it just happens. Like,
yeah, and we'll be fine.
And we'll be fine, right?
Yeah, it's all good. We're going to roll with it. It's not like, it's not going to, the sky's not going to come falling down. We're going to be okay.
Yeah. And it gives you an opportunity to have more fun.
It does. Really? And that's where the student part comes in. You know, because if you're a student first, then really anything goes, because there's something to learn from everything that you do. Even people that get angry at you, you go and driving down the road and some guy's flipping you off and whatever, like there's something to take away from that, because, you know, that guy's got stuff going on. Everyone's got some stuff going. There's all different things happening in this moment and we don't even know what that is.
Right. Right.
Well, it feels to me like we got time for one more before we wrap things up for the day. I mean, we've been at this for 4 hours, and we could probably do it for another four.
I told you guys, you got to put the timer. I could talk for days.
No, I think you're downplaying how much we're enjoying this.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
We could keep doing this.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I knew it when I was watching your videos. I was like, I'm going to totally get along with these people. Like, this is amazing. And from Hardwick Winery, you know, you're doing your... Doing the photography,
Chris, right?
You know, the photography. I haven't seen you perform yet, but that's on my to-do list. I get to leave here and have homework and stuff like that, and that's a great thing. Like, it just makes it more interesting for me.
Yeah. I'm telling you, we're just so happy that you, you know, we scheduled you and to have you come down. Like I said, I've.
Oh, you scheduled me?
I
thought I just showed up. I was like, hey, that's cool. There's a studio here.
He just walked by. And we're like, hey.
Kid, you want some chocolates? They literally reel you in with chocolates, for those of you who can't see off screen.
Chocolates.
Would you like 74 individually wrapped chocolates?
I'm allergic to nuts. And he's like, there's nuggets in here.
I waited. You know, I love the part that I waited to ask you, like, after you.
Oh, everything. The entire show. They're like, oh, we're going to do the quick beginning one. Okay, sing a song now.
Here at the Musical Cheers in Massachusetts, we're reactive instead of proactive.
We're following in line. All right, if you guys don't mind, I could play one that's not recorded yet. That can be a great one. Yes. That will be on the next, that will 100% because moving forward, I will be writing music for people trying to rebuild their lives and trying to step out of one place into another. And hopefully they can find through me, or if not me, there's hundreds of other musicians out there that are doing a lot of the same things for everybody to consume and love. And, you know, they all come on this show. I've watched them all. Yeah. All of their music is amazing. And, you know, they just come out here and they pour their hearts out. And I hope that it gets to the, it gets to the right people and they can, you know, find some healing and solace through this show. Cause what a cool thing this will be like when this hits off.
Yeah.
You know, to be like, I was on one of the first, well, first 50, you guys waited 50 people, but I'll let that go. No, but be one of the first on the show when you're getting paid billions of dollars to be a host.
Well, for us, it's actually been the opposite. We want to be like, hey, this person's career launched on our show. Like, yeah, so we're both in the hoping the same.
We're all hoping and praying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to point out to anyone who's been a guest on the show who watches these sessions, and I'm talking directly to the camera for this reason. In case you haven't heard it, Jordan has said that he has watched almost every episode of this, which means he's a fan of yours.
Correct.
So if you have a chance to go out and support Jordan when he comes around here or travel out to see him, please do it. Great guy, big fan of the show, big fan of all of yours.
The other thing you can do too is if you want to shoot me your music, I have a playlist on my band, on my personal one, where it's like, it's called Wait Till You Hear My Friends. And I put all my friends on a playlist. And then I tell people, just go listen to the playlist. And then that gets you,
I love
you know,
that.
Streams. That's so great. If you go on mine, it'll say Wait Till You Hear My Friends. So if you want to reach out to me personally, I will put whatever you tell me to put. Like one or two songs, respectfully, of course.
Right.
You know, I will put those on that list. And then when people find me, they find you. We find each other. And, you know, we make it all one big happy family.
That's so great. I know Nikki gave me another little tip, too. She, whenever we have a guest, we'll put we'll stream their music. And then we'll just leave it run all night long.
Yeah. You know? I mean, for me personally, like I would like it if I want people that are like, you know, like you, Jay, like you're listening and you're like, hey, cause that gives me a better, it also helps, on my end, the analytics, it tells you like what people are listening to, how long, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, cool. This is what people like. Mm. So this is what I will try to recreate again, so to say. All right, so this song is not recorded yet. It will be on my upcoming album, and it is called Let It Go. One step moving forward, I'm counting the days I've been here, reaching out to find nobody answers. The questions I write disappear as you turn to me and say, don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Backwards I fall down, I retrace my steps to a time when I felt like I could conquer something greater. The wounds were all healed, but I held on to every word you said. Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Hold on tightly, this will be over before you even find out why. Don't worry, my dear, you're doing fine here. All this stress is by design. I know you're nervous, but this has a purpose. We gotta just sit back and work it between the lines. Dropped out and unclear, your answer
to start here. All we need is a little time. We need just a little faster, it's fading. The world disappears all around me. I look back, my shadow fades in the distance. You whisper to me words of comfort like lovers often do. Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now? Don't you know you gotta let it go? Don't you know you gotta let it out now?
Wow.
Thank you.
Wow. Oh, man.
That bridge is fantastic on that.
Yeah.
Just that,
thank you.
That words of kind of assurance and yes.
That's what I was, that was the aim anyways. And that was actually supposed to be the chorus, but I've decided it was too long and not worth repetition. So
I think if it was the chorus, it would have diminished it. You made the right choice. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. So that one will be on my next album, but I'm not going to talk any about that because that's just the song that's enough for me.
Well, I'm telling you, we are honored that you play this a debut to here.
Yeah,
you know,
I thought it would be special.
Yeah, no, we appreciate that, man. I'm telling you, Jordan, like I'm so excited for you. I'm so excited to see where your journey goes from here.
Thank you.
You know, I think there's a lot of great things in store, and you. You're an inspiration, like especially to me. I'm sure to Jay here.
That means a lot. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, just to let the our audience know, where can they go find you?
Yeah, so JordanGladue.com is the easiest way. It's spelt as my name is right on behind me somewhere here.
Yeah.
Whichever way it is, camera left or right.
Let me.
But I'm on Facebook, Jordan Gladue Music, Facebook, Instagram, Spotify, you know, all the usual. I think we're kind of hip to this game now.
Oh, yeah.
I think we kind of all have a pretty cool idea of what's going on.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm telling you, again, this has just been an absolute pleasure. You know, when this drops, this will have already gone by, but we are excited just to. I'm excited to come see you perform over at the
maybe I'll have you can come up and sing a song with me.
Oh my gosh.
But hey, before we take off, I do want to plug one more time this music event that I'm doing for Kinsley Alamed. I'm hoping Chris will put links and stuff in this.
Mm-hmm.
This is a music fundraiser that my cover band and Vanish Valley Brewery is putting on for the Alamed family. Kinsley is 6 years old and she is battling leukemia, which there is a good turnout rate for, but the damage that it does to a poor six-year-old's yeah. little body is absolutely crippling to not only watch, but to be there and experience how it just tears apart everything.
Yeah. Right. Well,
so, well,
yeah, you're welcome. We'll do all we can to support. You know, that's what we do. That's why we have our community. That's why we have our fan base. I like we'll come together. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much, Jay. Thank you. Appreciate you
very much. My pleasure.
That's sweet.
And thank you, Jordan.
Oh,
it's been a great day.
I'm going to take his word, but Barry, dude, I'm having this is amazing. I had a great time from the minute I showed up here. So like, it's worth its weight in good experiences for me because I've been doing nothing but laughing but you didn't get me to snort yet. So you didn't, you still got maybe next album we'll have like a threshold to hit. Cause it does once that happens, it's gone.
I didn't. I didn't know that was on the checklist here. I would have gone full. Idiot. Yeah,
we didn't break Jordan.
No.
Oh man. Well, guys, thank you again for tuning in on this another episode of Musical Chairs in Massachusetts. We absolutely appreciate you following us and watching us because, again, your support for us supports our musicians. So, again, guys, thank you so much. And make sure that you are following us on all of our platforms. We are on YouTube if you want to digest your content in a video format.
And see Jordan's hair.
And see Jordan's magnificent. I gotta say, Jordan.
Jay, what happens if we hit our heads together? Do we just turn into some kind of ultra hair guy?
it'd be a hairy situation. Like,
it's all like, it's all black t-shirts and quads.
It'd be like Power Rangers, but for hairstyles.
I'm like spread some of the hair love over here. I need some more. Like, but. Guys, again, and yeah, so we're also on all the major podcast streaming platforms, and if you want to find all of our other platforms, just hit in that search bar at Musical Chairs Mass, and you'll find us. So again, guys, thank you so much. We really appreciate all of you, and especially we appreciate our guest host and our guest musician, Jordan. Again, thank you.
Music. No, thank you, guys. This is amazing. Thank you.
The Musical Chairs of Massachusetts has been handcrafted for your listening pleasure. Hosted by Chris Guerra. Co-hosted and produced by Nikki Cross. Audio engineering and talent booking by Nikki. Audio, video engineering and graphic designs by Chris. Theme song written and recorded by Route 2 Revolution. This has been a CG Broadcasting production.